From the sublime to the sublimer. Yes, it's time for another whatever. Hi, everybody. I'm Luke Alicious, joined by my two lovely co-hosts. Pamster is there. Hi, Pam.
Hola.
And the generator, too. Hi, ladies.
Hola, Luke Alicious.
We have something that we need to tell you, and I'll tell you my opinion first, then the pamster.
Jay, before you do that, do you have your phone, radio on? Because you sound really weird.
Oh, I do?
Yeah. Well, that sounds a little better.
Do I still sound weird?
A little bit.
Me, you do. I don't have my radio. I'm echoing in my phone.
Huh. I guess that makes you an airhead.
I am an airhead. But what should we do?
Hey, we figured it out. Lucas is the genius. He came in and pressed the right buttons, and I should have known that. Dang it.
Thank you, Lucas.
Yeah, thanks, Lucas.
Thank you. Anyway, what I was going to say is that last song that you played sounded like someone was burping or vomiting.
Well, that's what throat singing's supposed to sound like. Burping or
vomiting. What is it?
Burping or vomiting, huh?
Hey, Pam, what did you think? Oh, yeah. I have an uncle who likes to, my favorite uncle, the one in Illinois, he likes to work out in his garage, and he plays, like, death rock.
Oh.
And that's what it sounded like Metallica and, you know, like, really heavy, dark music. Oh. That this was more vomiting.
Well, vomitous. That's how they say it. It was vomitous. Really? I thought that was one of the best covers of Exodus ever. But, you know. Sometimes, believe it or not, I don't know what I'm talking about.
I usually don't know what I'm talking about.
Really? But do you admit that to people?
I'm going to admit it.
What about you, Jane? Do you know what you're talking about?
No. Never.
Never?
No, I shouldn't say never. Every once in a great while I do. Yeah.
What about now?
I know exactly what I'm talking about.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, tell me.
Okay. Well, first, I would like to remind our listeners out there, if any, or our listener, to give us a call at 963. 2976 if you have anything you would like to discuss. We can talk about whatever you want to, okay? So give us a call. This is a call-in show. And I know one thing I would like to talk about. So are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's sort of a double dog.
Hold that thought because we have a caller already. Can you believe it? So hold that thought, Jane.
Okay.
Should I make a note for you?
No, I'll remember.
Okay.
Thank you, though.
That's a big commitment.
That's a gesture.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
This is Jake.
Jake.
Oh, Jake. Hi.
Calling from the scenic overlook.
Which one? What's it looking like? Which scenic overlook?
It looks good. Oh, man. Mount Sopris right now from the scenic overlook with the way the sun is hitting it is a great photo. Oh, man. I always only wait until somebody says the phone number, and Jane did.
I know. You always do what you're told.
Yeah. That's really good manners.
Well, I'm just grateful. I am grateful for KDNK, for people like me to call in on a radio station and say stuff. And I think in most countries around the world, this does not exist, you know?
It's a beautiful thing, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
The radio waves are huge, and KDNK allows people employed me to call up and say stuff. And even though I think that a lot of times, well, I won't even go there.
But okay. What do you want to say today, Jake?
I'm hungry.
Okay, well, go.
Oh.
You missed the hot dog then, didn't you?
Oh,
you didn't go to the farmer's market?
No, I missed it.
Oh, I'm hooked on those dogs.
Oh, I
because
have
of you and Jane.
They are so delicious.
They're so good.
Isn't it the best hot dog you've ever
had? Best hot dog ever. Best hot dog ever.
Luke, have you had?
I have not.
Oh, Jake has.
Well, I know the hot dog that you're talking about, but there's also like an Argentinian.
I got to try that.
Oh, it's good. It is really good.
What is it?
All right. Well,
is that stand called the whole empanada?
I don't know. It's good. Though.
It's okay. Either a half an enchilada or a whole empanada.
Or the whole empanada.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jake, while you're at the Overlook, can you give us a Red Hill construction project update?
Next week, I will tell you all about that Argentina street food thing at the Carbondale Farmers Market. Yes.
Okay. Give us the lowdown next week. But right now, can you give us a Red Hill construction project update as seen from the Overlook?
You know, you cannot see the Red Hill construction project from the Overlook.
Oh.
I have been keeping an eye on it, and they are making huge progress.
It's amazing what's going on there.
Yeah, it really is. I've seen it, too.
Do you know I've never stopped at the Overlook?
You've never stopped at that Overlook?
No. Ought I?
What's wrong with you?
I haven't either. Pamster, I haven't either.
Do we meet there someday?
Yes. Yes. We'll stop
Let's
there.
Have a party.
Okay.
Well, Jake, thank you for calling.
Well, thank you for doing what you do, and God bless you all.
Oh.
Okay. Jake, you had a great show last week. Good show last week, Jake.
Good show. Talk to you later.
Thank you. See
you. Yeah, thank you.
Jake did a show last week?
He did a show last week.
Really good.
Oh, I missed it. When was it?
It was on Thursday.
Huh.
Right, Jake?
During the day. It was during the day. I thought it was like Friday or Saturday. I'm not sure.
It was Thursday. He was taking requests, and so he didn't answer the request line, however. But I texted Jane, and Jane was able to straight line my request to the top of the food chain. So that was nice.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was a good show.
Pays to know the right people.
It sure does.
963-2976, if anyone wants to talk about whatever. But what I was going to talk about, besides the hot dog, which Pam and I both had today, and eat hot dog, and not with each other. We didn't even see each other there.
No.
On the same subject of dogs is at Mountain Fair this year, we're going to have the Worcester Dog Show, which is obviously a takeoff on the Westminster Dog Show, and it's going to be at the rodeo ground. And there are six classes for, like, seniors and puppies and mixed breeds, et cetera. And there are going to be big prizes, but it's going to be really fun. And
what day and what time will that be taking place?
It's going to be the Saturday of Mountain Fair, which is July 25th. From 10 a.m. to noon. But the way you sign up is going to be, the sign-up sheets aren't up yet. They'll be up tomorrow or the next day at Carbondale Arts. You have to sign up online.
Okay.
And we'll have all the categories and information online. But it's only limited to six dogs per class because of COVID.
Oh.
And, there'll be social distancing there, but it's, you know, it's a huge area.
Do the dogs have to social distance?
The dogs have to, well, the dogs do because they're going to be attached to their handlers.
Okay.
And the handlers have to social distance.
So now what do you judge for?
Well, it depends on the class. Like in the puppy class, one of the categories is best or and the worst in show wins. And the best in show is the runner-up.
Oh.
And, yeah. So, like in the puppy class, for example, whoever has the worst puppy breath will get 5 points, and the best will get one.
So who's the judge for that?
Yeah, well, we have three judges. One of them is Eric Berry from RJ Patty White.
Oh!
Yeah.
And one of our underwriters for this very show.
And one of our DJs here at KDA.
And
one
of
our DJs.
Hey, ladies, we have another caller. Let's take it.
Okay.
Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hey, it's Lisa from the Hill.
Lisa from the Hill.
Hi, Lisa. Hey, Samster. How are you?
Good.
How are you? Good. So I just heard about puppy contest.
Yeah, the Wordsmiths, the dog show?
Yeah, well, that you were just talking about, Jane.
Yeah.
So can two dogs enter as one? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You know, because there's Selma and Louise. You know.
I know, but no. Unfortunately, no. Because it can only be one dog per handler.
Okay. All right.
So maybe you could enter
I think
that would
be
Selma.
Double trouble.
Well, maybe you could enter Selma in one category and Louise in another category.
That's very true. So,
yeah.
Okay. You know, because I have many dogs to choose from up here.
I know you do. I know you do.
All right. So it should be on. Should be on the Carbondale Arts sometime this week. You
it
said?
Will
sign
be at the end of this week. You sign up.
Perfect. Thank you so very much.
Thanks for calling, Lisa.
Go Broncos.
Stay cool
Broncos.
Up there.
Yeah.
Go Broncos. Is there a category for quickest dog to steal napkin off the table?
Yes.
That's my dog's going to win that one.
Okay. Well, that category is called etiquette.
Oh.
Etiquette. So stealing a napkin off the table would, we're going to have certain, like, tempting tidbits there for dogs to see, so we can see how they react to them, and they'll be
like,
judged on
like
that.
Like litter boxes, like cat litter boxes?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
That's another one. That's another category my dog will win.
A lot, well, not necessarily. My dogs are pretty good at that, too. 96329-76 If you want to call in.
You know
it's
what?
It's going to flush out all of us bad dog parents, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what? We have a call, but I think it's there now. Let's see if we have it.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air.
Frenzy?
Hello.
Hello, this is Lee from Leadville.
Lee.
Oh,
hi.
Oh, yeah. I haven't talked to you in a little while. I missed last week's show, but here we go. Jane, talking about the Wordsminster dog show.
Right.
I want to help out. I'll get with you later. So my husband.
Oh, you want to help out?
Yeah, I'll get with you. So
please.
He thought one of the prizes should be a bratwurst, like worst.
That's bratwurst. Not a bad idea. A bratwurst.
Yeah.
The worst one, and it is so funny. So anyway, I've had a idea on my mind for a while, and I haven't called in because I was waiting for the right time, and I missed the beginning of your last show. But since you talked about vomitus, I think this subject. I need some help. I need a three-step clarification. So,
Boy.
At least it's not a 12-step clarification.
Yeah,
right. It won't take too long.
But
so,
still,
hopefully there's some river rats listening because I'm going to go through the, you know, it's kind of like when you were kids, and I guess when you're in school, you had to hold up number one or number two to take a shit, but whatever. So the next thing is,
Whatever.
I want a clarification. When you got to go poop, personally, It's you call it take a shit.
Oh, you can't say
no,
that word.
No, you can't say that.
I
no,
got
you
in can't. Trouble.
You can't say the S word on the air. So you can
S
say.
Word?
You can't use the F
word. Word. Or
no,
the F word.
No, Sierra. You can't say that word?
That one's okay.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I said take a shit. Is that okay?
No, it's not.
I'll go on to the second step. So you river rats, speaking of pooping, right? We've talked about, you guys last week talked about pooping. So you river folks, years and years ago, when most of us used big rocket box ammo cans on rivers, we called them groovers.
Groovers.
And please, other folks listening, call in and help me out with this, that when you sat on the top of these animals, you would get grooves in the backside of your legs. So
the soft part of your legs.
That's correct.
Right?
So,
right.
So here's a funny, that one of the, you know, ladies on a trip that was a parent of one of my other river buddies, she didn't quite remember the name of it. So she called it a groaner.
Oh, a groaner. I hope that didn't mean because she had to groan while
it was. Well, I thought it was kind of like, you know, sometimes you're like.
That's so unhealthy. We don't want that, especially on a river trip. You got to be relaxed and, you know, in the flow.
Well, it's just kind of funny because, you know, that's a good time to relax and.
Here I sit, all brokenhearted, came to poop and only groaned.
Right.
So, well, and the other thing is, when you're on that detail on a river, a lot of times it's like you want to try to win the best spot for the groover as far as the best view. So,
yeah.
River rats will understand. Have them call in, and it's good to visit with you guys. Love the show. And, tell everybody to go garden and keep growing stuff.
Okay. Thanks for calling, Lee.
Stay cool up there in Cloud City.
Oh, we're lucky.
We're jealous, man.
Yeah.
Ooh, hang in there. Tell everybody water a lot. Stay cool. Water a lot the gardens. Yep.
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Thanks.
Bye, Lee.
Bye.
I have a funny groover story, but I'm going to use my better judgment.
Oh, we have another call. We have another call already.
Okay.
Caller, you're on the air. Nope, he's not on the air. That's too bad.
Okay. Yeah, why don't you wait to share that, Pam?
You know.
I'm going to use my better judgment today.
Okay, good idea.
Whoever's calling, call back, okay? And then you'll get in.
I can't believe. Did Lee not understand that she can't use the S word?
You mean Sierra?
Yeah. That was so funny. Okay.
So, did you have more to tell us about your dog show, Jane?
Oh, well, not really. No. Except it's gonna be at the rodeo grounds where the horse trailers park, you know, with the grassy area behind the arena, so there's lots of shade there.
Okay.
And people can start signing up and see which classes, what classes there are. If they go to the Carbondale Arts website starting probably, what's tomorrow, Thursday? Friday or Monday at the very latest.
Okay.
Okay.
Are there going to be lots of dog bowls full of ice water?
Yes. Plenty of dog bowls, yeah.
And is there going to be a margarita wagon for the owners?
I can't really say that on the air right now.
Oh, okay.
But
might there be a margarita wagon?
Maybe. You never know.
You're either on the wagon or off the wagon.
That's right.
Yeah. There's going to be a, since we're talking about poop, there's going
to
be a...
I want to be close to the wagon.
We had a caller. They gave up. They finally got through, and then they hung up.
That's weird.
Yeah.
A doggy elimination area is what we're calling
okay,
it.
Okay, now we've got it. Let's see if we've got this caller. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Jake again.
Jake.
So,
do you have a Redhead and Jackson update?
What's the deal? Are turtles allowed in the world dog show? Turtles. Yes, Lisa has turtles at Skyline Ranch that escape.
And it's a dog show. It's a dog show, Jake.
So you're discriminating against turtles.
Okay. It's a dog show.
All creatures with hard backs not apply, need not apply.
Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Just thought I'd make sure. I mean,
okay.
Power all right, to thanks. The turtles. I mean, come on, turtles.
Thanks for calling, Jake. Maybe next year we'll have a turtle show, the Worcester Turtle Show.
Okay, good. See ya.
All right.
An equal opportunity mountain fair.
Exactly.
But not this year.
Not this year.
No.
Just the dog. Yep. So what else is going on, guys?
It's hot.
It is hot, isn't it?
Yes, yesterday was so brutal. It was so friggin' hot.
It was so hot. So hot. Yep. Merciless.
Some like it hot.
Some like it hot. But not all.
Not all. Uh-uh.
My lemon balm does not like it hot. It droops.
Your what?
Lemon balm.
Oh, your lemon balm.
Yeah,
the plant.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
The mint is unaffected, but the lemon balm takes a nosedive.
We have another caller, ladies. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hello. Hello,
Frenchy?
Bonjour.
Hello.
Bonjour.
Ça va?
Bonjour.
Oui, ça va? Is it going well?
Si, senor.
I must call. What is this? You cannot say sheet?
No.
Because
you
put the sheet on the bed.
Well, that's a good point. So, you know.
Do you iron your sheet first?
Yeah. Yeah.
I pull it out, you roll around on your sheets? No, I pull it out of the package and I put it on the bed, you know.
You do.
And it says right on the package,
sheet.
Is organic.
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
I don't know. This Sal American. Oh, you're so dirty, Americans. You know, we talk about the poop and the pooplet, and you know, we have this solved in France. We have this problem solved for I don't know many years.
Okay.
Which problem is that?
You know, you go crazy for the toilet paper.
No.
We have the bidet. Yeah. What's the matter? The bidet. A little water.
Yeah.
It's very clean.
Yeah.
You dirty Americans. So dirty.
It's those frigging Puritans. They ruined everything.
Yeah, they did. Burning
they
witches.
Started all, eh?
I mean, come on. Who wants
they
to burn
started
a witch?
All,
yeah, use her for her good powers, for God's sake.
Yeah.
this started in Massachusetts. Huh?
Yep.
Jane?
The witchy.
Yeah. and Luke,
yeah,
is awesome.
Oh,
you know, I say, what's the matter?
Nothing. No, I that was an exclamation of surprise and delight.
Luke,
bien fait, c'est très bien fait, très bien, c'est génial. I miss the party.
What? No kidding, huh? Me too.
The what?
All the party.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
This is the summer of no party.
Yeah. It is, well.
Party of one. This is the party. Summer of party of one.
It's so lonely.
What are you doing?
It's so lonely. I cook, and then I eat, and I see girls. You know, as Americans are fat, but please, now I am fat.
But you know
don't
what?
Don't talk about the hot dog. Do not talk about the hot dog.
Why?
I'm sick of the hot dog. Was he good?
You are sick of the hot dog. But wait a minute. Have you tried one?
Mm.
Have
delicious.
You?
Well, no, they're German. I don't know. The French, the German, I don't know.
When you call us next week, can we sing along with the Beatles again? We?
No, we're getting rid of that part of the show.
Yeah, let's wait until we can all get back together in the studio.
We're going to burn that part of the show like witches in Massachusetts.
It was so funny, though, last week.
No, it's weird.
Hey, ladies, we have to go. Frenchie, thanks for calling.
Thanks for calling, Frenchie.
Au revoir.
All right.
Au revoir.
Bye.
Merci.